a tradition in Spain. They lay the babies down, and the guy runs, and he jumps over the baby. Like evil Knievel. And it's a, like a blessing or whatever it is. It's so weird, dude. What kind of sneakers they got on? Are they Nikes or are they Skechers? What are they?
Pumas.
Is the guy, is that, I mean, what is that even?
And it's like hurdles. Like there's multiple rows of babies.
You imagine one of them pulls her hamstring and just lands on top of a baby? Well, I guess my baby's not blessed.
Oh. Poor guy.
Poor guy. He's loving
it. You ever seen, I think he's Serbian or Croatian, like a priest, and he takes the baby and dunks it. And the parents are just like watching.
I like the one that smacks the baby when it's crying too much. Have you seen that one?
No.
You haven't seen that one? No. You've seen it, right?
It's the priest. The priest's like,
dude. And you watch the parent.
Yeah, Japanese?
I don't even know if it's.
I don't know what it is.
but you watch the dad instantly. Like you could see this bear's testosterone go up. Because you could see him swell.
The priest is about to get a three-piece right in church. Such a good clip. Would you fight a priest if that happened?
Huh?
Would you hit him?
Yes.
Think so? In that setting?
You think you can take a priest?
I think I'd put my hands on him, yes.
You think you can take the power of Christ?
I don't know that I would fight. It would be all right, dude. And if you if there was anything unacceptable after that, then yeah, probably fighting.
I wonder how he would have acted.
Did you fight the whole congregation too?
I mean, what fucking kind of church are we talking here?
You had a Baptist church.
No, no. No.
It'll be a repeat of
time. I'll fuck up Jehovah's Witnesses, but if it's
that white boy hit Deacon Jones.
No. Negative.
That white boy struck the deacon.
I'll catch a holy fade in there.
They start stomping you with a song. Lord is telling me something. Lord.
No. No, thank you. I can't fight a whole Baptist church.
Oh, shit.
It's like, why? You know why.
I
don't have the
experience. I don't have the time. I got to go home and wash. I got to wash the Kool-Aid off the baby.
No!
Start to get sticky.
The sun is out. I just can't do it.
Last thing I saw was a bunch of colored hats hovering over me.
Nobody wants to get beat by orange suits.
I got hit with a fucking tambourine.
Man. It is episode 159 of Now, dude. Pedro Lima, Kermit Gonzalez, Danny Davenport. Yo. And with us, the reigning, defending, combatant welterweight champion, JP, won't learn these bumps' names, San Luis.
That was a good intro, dude.
Amazing. Yay, man. I'm available only as his announcer.
really what helped it out was Kermit going, ooh.
I'll bring Kermit the background.
I feel like after an introduction like that, you meet me and they're gonna be like, wow. Such a big introduction. And I'm like, something. Hi.
It's like those really loud cars that aren't fast.
But then they catch you in the stretch.
Yeah.
Oh, man, congratulations, my brother.
Thank you.
Very well earned. You look fantastic, by the way. You denied that you're on Ozempic, but that's fine.
I just stopped eating a lot of French fries.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
You cut. What's the one thing you miss? Fry food?
You know, fuck it. Weed.
Weed? Really?
No, really. I don't miss it, but no. I stopped smoking it. And okay. I think that was a big,
what was big the change. What was the turning point? Was it the manager saying, hey, you want to fucking do this or not? Or was it you saying, you know what, fuck it, I gotta choke somebody out and get a belt before I get a kid,
like before the fight? What made me want to change?
Nick, or? Like you decided at one point you turned and said, fuck it, let's take this serious.
Okay.
When they give you the shot, when you got the call for the shot?
It was a little bit before. I mean, because going into this fight, 3-fight win streak, mm-hmm. and then my last fight for CFFC, it was at 175, and I was like, if I'm gonna be going to 170 and being more serious about like being a true professional, yeah. I have to be serious about my weight. And then the weight cut wasn't too bad, but it was kind of annoying, and I was just like, I can't do this shit no more. So, like, man, this fucking sucks. So then as soon as the new year hit, I was just like, that's it. I was like, I'm changing how I do everything, more healthy choices. I started being more active outside of just training too, like walking my dog, taking at least like 10,000 plus steps a day.
Okay.
I have been.
How much?
I've been having 10,000. These. Bro, I don't know if I was just feeling fat and Googled the wrong thing.
I don't know if you noticed, but Danny has gained weight since the last time
you've been here. Yeah, by the way.
I noticed.
Yeah. Okay.
I wasn't going to just be like, hey, what's up, Danny? Looks like you got bigger.
Well, you just think it. That's fine. But I've been seeing all these videos pop up about like 10,000 steps, 10,000 steps, 10,000 steps makes a difference. I didn't know anything about, I mean, I assume it's just being active is the thing, but
that's really what I think it is. If you're taking the time out to take the 10,000 steps, then you're probably going to take the time out to do some like extra healthy things. And that's kind of what it was. It's like 10,000 steps. And then it's making better choices with what I'm eating, being like, you know what? I don't really need to eat that. And I've always known those things.
I was going to say, it's like, everyone knows that.
It's but how do you not do that? That's the thing.
It's a delicious maple donut with bacon on it.
God,
how
damn, you fucking... I love
those. They're so good.
I love those. But I think it's just, I mean, kind of, I've always, well, one, when I was like 15, I lost like 40 pounds or something like that.
What the fuck? How big were you?
Like on purpose? Yeah. You mean? Okay, all right.
I was like,
God damn. Were you a big kid? Were you a big kid when you were little?
I was chunky.
No shit.
Like at least like 237, something like that.
237 is chunky?
For a kid?
For a 12-year-old?
Oh, no. I was 14.
14? 237 is chunky.
I mean.
That's big.
That's a big boy.
Yeah, motherfucker, show pictures.
That's a big boy.
Yeah. We're at a 2. Wow.
So,
Danny was 237 in high school. And playing offensive line for what?
I've been Winter Haven. Danny was getting scouted.
I've been 237 like 6 separate times. I'm on my 6th fat right now, as Bobby Kelly likes to put it. This is the 6th fat. This is the worst one, by the way.
You're seasonal.
Yeah.
You're seasonal fat.
It's like his tour of Vietnam.
I'm seasonal fat.
That was.
Damn, you were a big kid.
Yeah.
No shit.
I lost the weight on the right.
Yeah. That's a big boy.
That's a.
It is.
Damn, boy. Damn, boy. You're thick.
That boy, thick, boy.
Thick-ass bar, boy.
But yeah, it's like I had lost the weight, and I've been good before.
Yeah.
But like the last time you guys saw me, it's not like I was bad. I was just eating more. I was thicker.
Yeah,
you were
big. Stocky.
Kudos to you for having your shirt off at the beach still, though. Yeah. That was...
That wasn't a choice.
I'm trying to get there, even.
I wasn't trying to be that kid. And it's like, oh, this fat ass.
It's a t-shirt fat kid.
Exactly. It's like, you're not about to roast me. Like, I'm already going to get roasted for being fat. I'm not going to make it even worse.
Yeah, be wet t-shirt contest fat.
The fat guy t-shirt thing. Well, like, what's the biggest? Because like, there's some guys that are just really big. It's like, whatever. But there's other guys like, you could lose weight, but you choose not to. But you're going to do the t-shirt on top of that.
I like that. Wait, did you just say choose not to?
Yeah, they choose not to.
Okay.
Choose not to lose the weight?
Yeah, they choose not
to. Choose not to.
Decision
yeah, that's what
day.
They're doing. They go, I'm going to decide not to lose weight.
You choose
to
be fat.
Yeah.
You chose.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's like, now he's going to think about that when he goes to public.
That's a kind
of the chicken.
Yeah, it's the same as like choosing to have a bald spot, you fucking piece of shit.
First off, I'm not choosing. It happened.
Oh, it just happened. Oh. Every morning I woke up, I was like, time to get a little bit fatter, you fucking asshole.
You're gonna make Danny Fuck make you. His own flag. Being fat is not a choice.
It'll just be butter. Be butter colored.
Butter colored.
Shit. So, all right. So you've cut down. Now you're fighting at 170, right?
Yeah, I'm back at 170.
What is your walk around weight generally?
Oh, you good?
That's fine. I was like, oh,
you think this is professional?
But walking around now about 193,
194. Okay. Damn, that's still a lot. That's still a thorough weight cut.
Oh yeah, and I'm trying to lose a little bit more so I can walk around at 189.
Okay,
because then I'll have just 18 pounds to lose, 19 if it's a title fight.
Right,
and it'll just make it a lot easier. I'll be more explosive. Won't have to put my body through as much. And but I was fighting. I had a lot of fights at 170 before I moved here, but even those cuts were pretty brutal. Like, yeah, there'd be times, I think, like, fight week, I'd be 199, maybe 198. Oh, and I'd step on the scale on, like, a Sunday and I have to weigh in on Thursday, and I'm looking at it like, God,
how am I going to do this?
Yeah, exactly. This is going to suck.
I'm going to lose a limb to get hit that weight. That's
terrible.
Oof. Yeah, not fun.
Oof. You do a lot of the cold plunges and all that. Does that actually help, or is it just kind of like something to help you mentally?
I think it helps. Out to Athlete Recovery Room and Swish Physical Therapy.
Okay.
Athlete Recovery Room, I'm probably going to go there after this session.
Yeah.
Honestly. But
yeah, we're going to fucking work you out.
What do you mean by that?
Pause.
What do you mean? You got to say no Diddy.
Yeah. That's right. It did change to no Diddy. Yeah.
And what do you mean by we?
But I think it helps.
Okay.
And there's a lot of people who be like, you don't need to do all that bullshit.
Right. That's what I hear a lot.
And I'm just like, whatever, man. Placebo effects, not saying that it is a placebo effect, but if I feel good after I do it, then how is it not good?
Fair. You know? If it's helping you have your mind ready, then yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Now, some people might say that about crack and.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, like, that's.
I don't know. Lawrence Taylor won an MVP.
I sure did.
That's a defensive linebacker on crack in 1986. Yeah. But the reason he asked you about the cold plunge. Oh. Was because
wait, time out.
The reason why he asked you about the cunt punch.
Yeah, I was like, I was like,
I don't even know what you said. No, card fight.
My tongue just decided to be like, no, I'm going independent. Right, he's asking about the cold plunge because he texted me out of the blue. Not even on the chat group.
Which is always
he didn't want Danny to jump on this. And he goes, would you do a cold plunge? And I'm like, yeah, I would try. He's like, I'm thinking of buying one. It's like, for what?
Yeah.
For what? Just jump on the cold shower.
No, it's not the same, right? It's not the same.
It's a starter.
I mean, it's similar.
How long do you stay submerged?
So the one at Swish Physical Therapy, theirs is like 55 degrees, or it's like 50 to 60 degrees, something like that. And what they say is like you, for I think 12 to 15 minutes is where you get the full benefits. And if you do like that super cold one that people like to do, where it's a whole bunch of ice, which honestly sometimes I think is stupid because they can't get a regular, like a regulated temperature. You're just dumping ice in it.
Right.
And some spots might be warmer, colder than the other.
Right.
Okay.
I think a lot of it's for show, but fine.
Frostbite. It's a frostbite tester.
Go ahead. Yeah. But if it's like 30 degrees or something, you should only do 2 minutes, but then you should do it like 5 to 7 times.
Damn, I wish you would have withheld that information until he got it. And
he's in there for half an hour.
Damn it. I fucked up. Yeah.
What do you want one for? First of all, you took buy one. What do you?
They got them now where you can just buy a little tub and just throw it in the back. And
yeah, it's on Amazon. It's like $80.
You can buy a house on Amazon. You can buy a cope.
Is it
a
casket?
But what?
Is it a casket cold plunge?
Do you plug it in to the outlet like you do your grill and then it just kind of fucking.
I won't be honest with you. Good question. I don't know.
So, no, or are you just looking at
a few different
ones. Are you just looking at like the water tub they give cows, like the ones at Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
That's what
I was thinking.
It's a tub.
Put water in the ice and you jump in it. That's
okay.
It.
All right.
Now you told me that whole thing, you throw the ice in and it's like, oh yeah, you can't really know
You can.
I mean, yeah, you test
it. It's still going to be cold.
It's still not like even.
But I think a lot of it is just people trying to look tough.
Ah, okay.
Ice.
See, I'm not trying to look tough.
look at all this ice.
That's a help recovery, whatever. But I just don't. I just feel like everyone's doing it, and it's like all the people that are doing it, they're not athletes that I'm watching.
It's people that want to feel like they're doing something.
These are just friends.
He's an athlete.
I'm not an athlete either.
He's an athlete.
But he's like, oh, I injured my knee. Oh, I injured my ankle. And I'm like, does it really help that much, or is this bullshit and they're just trying to be?
Hey, Danny, you want to buy the parachute things and we go run right up and down the neighborhood
with the parachute? That helps.
Yeah.
I don't understand what he's talking.
What do you mean you don't understand?
It's the equivalent.
I'm just,
for what?
I'll just, you can't be curious. I don't know anything.
Kermit, why don't you go to the place?
Yeah, go to
ask. That's why I was
you know what people. What am I going to do? I'm just going to sit there and be like, I don't know
what
I'm doing.
You know people who do it right now.
Yeah, but he's fucking fit as fuck. I'm not. Like, that's what I'm like.
He's like, I'm not going to embarrass myself.
Exactly.
Take my shirt off in front of you guys.
And then I jump in and jump out like a bitch.
He goes to the place with the shirt on. Say, hey, take off your shirt. I don't want to.
No. I'm gonna show him the full wetsuit.
I just am amazed you would think about buying one.
They're not expensive, hey, tubs.
I guess.
You should go to Athlete Recovery Room because you'll get like a discount.
And he'll get a discount too for referral.
Okay.
So hook him up.
There we go.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
Promo. So you do that. Cause I watch your IG stories and you do that almost daily now, right?
Mm-mm.
No,
yeah, he's skipping through my IG story. Yeah. He's just like
he's just looking for the cold punch.
He just wants to buy it. That's all. Like,
where the fuck is the cold?
Where's the cold punch?
Cold punch once a week and then cryo once a week.
You're doing the cryo one.
Oh
too.
Shit, the Han Solo thing.
The Han Solo thing.
Yeah. Oh. I love you.
I know.
Did you just get in that thing with like just shorts? That's
my
it.
Skivvies.
Yeah. Nah.
They give you gloves for the extremities.
Oh, okay.
And then you get
that's the
socks,
thing that fucked up
slippers,
Antonio Brown.
And then
His foot,
a hat.
Okay, I was gonna say, what about your toes? So you get something for your toes, something for your fingers, and then your head.
Yeah.
And then,
dude,
get
I did this one cryo. I'm not gonna say the name of the place because I like them, but it was way back. All they did was they gave me gloves, slippers, and they made me put a sock on my dick.
It is an extremity.
Hanes fucking like Fruit of the Loom sock.
Yeah. Just a normal sock.
Hey.
And they're like, yeah, you can just hold it. I was like, you fucking serious?
Are you fucking
bro,
crazy?
Have you seen the picture of me? One of my friends took a screenshot of it because I post, not my dick, but me in the cryo chamber. And it was one of the ones where it's just the body and your head is sticking out.
Right.
And if you saw my face, like I looked like I was in pain. I was just.
Yeah, because
you can't see my eyes.
You're afraid your whole dick and balls is just falling off.
Dude,
right
I'm
now.
Petrified.
Like, God, I was
cold,
like, here.
When the cold hit my butthole, it was like, I was like, whoa.
I didn't even think about that.
But you imagine you're there and they're like, all right, put your gloves, put a hat, put a thing, and here, I need you to put this on your penis. What? Right there, I would have been, wait, what? What? No.
That's pretty much how it was. There, I was just like, all right,
please
go with my underwear. They're like, no, it's better if you get let all the cold air hit your
oh.
I was just like, all right, man. All right. And then I never did cryo again. I would just go there for the compression boots.
Oh, yeah. They don't give you anything to stuff your butthole to. It's not, they don't give you, like, here's a sock. They shove that
here's
in
here's a
there.
Sock and here's a tampon. You figure it out.
Yeah. That shit is just
the three seashells.
I didn't even think about that.
Damn.
But yeah.
Man. So you're no longer hunting. Now people are hunting you. I saw you on Instagram. With our friend, the sailor.
Gerald.
The lighthouse.
The lighthouse
manager.
Lighthouse manager, Gerald.
And is it you were going after this Russian guy? And I'm going to say Russian because it's one of those names that ends with a V or something. Is he going after Gerald or you?
Nursultan Robilov.
Yeah, okay.
Or Nutsultan.
Okay.
I called him that on accent. I was like,
Nutsultan.
Nutsultan is better.
Like, Norby. Let's call him Norby.
But no, he went after Gerald.
Okay.
After one of his fights, he eye poked the dude and then got like a TKO victory after like a
after
bad
an eye poke.
Yeah.
He white man his way to victory.
I was going to say, what are you talking about? Weidman's fight?
Pretty much. And then, yeah, after the fight, he was like, I want Gerald. He said, like, Jared Mercer. He has an accent.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, he must be saying Gerald because he's a 185er. And I don't know why I was feeling like just making fun of the whole situation.
You know why?
You know why?
It's the same. It's like, yeah, the belt changed me. I'm in here with sunglasses.
Yeah, you know? Baby.
And it's like, let me get a UFC PFL belt. Yeah. I'm just walking all buildings with blindfolds.
It just turned the Connor on in them.
It just brought out the true inner me.
But yeah.
I was just like, man, fuck this guy. Let me look him up. And then I looked at his record because they were like, yeah, he's 34.
You dissected that dude's record.
Dude.
In a way that was like.
I just circled. Like, he was 19. He had 19 fights. Won most of them. And he was fighting people who made their debut. People with losing records. And I was just like.
He had the Khabib record is what it was. Yeah. Okay.
It's like. And not as good as Khabib.
Right.
That's the one thing. It's like Khabib fought cans. But he was amazing, and then look what he did.
And then he bookended it with big ones.
With big ones, right. Yeah.
Which, there's a lot of people who say it's like you want to do that, but sometimes it can be great to build like a fighter's confidence.
Boxers do that. Boxing does that a lot.
Sure.
When you have a prospect, you feed them cans, and I know this from my, you know, murdering cousin.
Yeah.
We're not going to say his name.
Everybody knows his name.
The feds do for sure.
Oh, no, for sure. And then, you know, they gave him all these cans kind of thing, build them up. And then when it was time to fight, like, hey, this guy's decent.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and that happens to a lot of people. That's why I'm like, I don't know, like, which way is the best way. I think you should fight. It should progress. Like, you should fight some easy people and then
get
easier people harder. And then maybe you have a few hard, like really hard fights and then get someone who's a little bit easier.
No.
But that dude said, fuck that.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to fight the scrubs of Uzbekistan over and over and over. He was like, hey, you, this farmer, like, you farm sheep. Yeah. Like, come over here.
Hey, I saw you lift leg. You come fight me now.
And he just. He beat bums. He crushed a lot of cans, which is why I call him like a recycling plant. I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up.
Oh, Norby the landfill manager.
Oh, boy.
It's like, I wanted to make videos. I'm lazy sometimes, and I was just going to like put a whole bunch of like Zevia cans and just.
Oh, dude, stop. Get the video of the Indian people that are going for the world record of crushing cans, and they're just going like. Either they're stomping or they're like,
you know, that's a good idea.
I love those videos.
Tag just him can. In.
Yeah. This is what you do.
Here's your record.
That's
your
record. Don't. And it's like, what is he going to do?
Gerald.
Like, that's what I think about it. It's like, what? You're going to see me and you're going to try to fight me and I'm going to fight you back. It's like, oh, you're mad because I'm roasting you up. It's like, then make fun of me back. But you probably can't, or you're going to try to be racist. And then.
That's what usually happens.
And it's like,
and then you get a whole other belt now. You know what I mean?
And it's like, I would love to go back and forth with all of the Uzbekistan trolls and him included, his team. It's like, you're going to have to fight me to shut me up. Yeah. It's like, you're not going to beat me in terms of like talking
like
shit.
Social media shit talking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I have too many videos and I'm smarter than you.
I'm too good at it.
hey, your PR Pauly Heyman's about to gear up here.
So what he's saying, Borat, is that bring it with you and all your fucking stand-ending countries. They can all line up. He's not going to learn the fucking names of these bum-ass countries. Just bring it.
You and all your friends with the N's and the V's and the... and the
bring all
take
of
some time off from sheeps.
Oh, my God.
And learn some insults.
Oh, I love it.
Because the welterweight champion and the lighthouse manager are waiting. Gerald looked fucking good.
It was such a fun fight, that last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He still had me stressed.
Oh,
a little
for
bit,
sure.
But then it's like he started turning it up, and I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Because I like we always say he's like a diesel engine. Takes a little bit to warm up. Yeah. But then once he really starts going, it's like,
yeah. Got to get them glow plugs hot. And, yeah.
But once he gets going, man, it's like. Yeah.
So I maybe for the like next fight, next fight, start the fight in the locker room.
He's been doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been doing that. At least he talked to me about it because he's gotten some, you know, fighters talking, giving advice. And that probably is like the best thing. Like the first round is almost like your second round because you're
right
fighting in the back. Because he's, God damn, I hate dealing with him when he's really this girl. I'm like, get the fuck away from me. Dude, he has a weird amount of strength to him.
He looks
like
he looks strong. Bro, it's so weird. He looks like this motherfucker can bend a pipe or something.
Where is he from?
Probably some walking. Wisconsin. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because them Midwestern farm bred white boys are strong for no reason.
Yeah. Fucking, they eat real cheese.
Okay, so they're
on a horse farm.
Yeah, it's the cheese.
They eat real cheese and fucking. They just grab the grain from the cows. Be like, give me, I'm gonna chew on that.
Just grab the wheel of cheese
for it. But yeah, dude, he worked on a horse farm.
He would always
make the joke. He's like, I fucking had to work my whole life to be strong and all this shit. He's like, all you did was run for a summer. Now look at you. And it's like, I'm black, and on top of that, yeah. Like, I'm Haitian. So,
man,
he's got you on the mustache, though. The mustache is on point.
He's got me on the stash. He's got me on the beard. But mustaches are like a white
beard. I like how he tells you you didn't do any work in the farm or anything like that. You should have thrown out. It's like, listen, I inherited it. My ancestry did it.
It's like, hey, we cut sugar cane. But yeah, he's got a lot of strength.
I hate that
unassuming.
It's unassuming.
To a degree, because it's like you see him and then you see like some other middleweight maybe, and it's like, this guy is fucking huge.
Yeah, he's not jacked or whatever.
You know what it is? It's he has a perpetual chill face. I mean? He has like a fucking, it's going to happen, whatever it's going to happen.
Let's do this. Let's get it over
with. How he is.
And you're like, what the fuck? Are we fighting or are we not? Why is this guy fucking, does he want to be here or not?
It's like getting an award. He's like the accountant. Doesn't want.
Yeah. It's tax season. He's just being seen numbers for the longest time. He's like, all right, let me put my fucking hat on. Let's go.
And that's really how he is. There's one of our teammates, Fozzie. He made a joke because Gerald likes to wear, I compare it to almost 2.5 men, Charlie Sheen, with his button-ups or button-downs or whatever, and shorts. And the dude was like, Gerald dresses like a Blackwater agent or something. And I was like, you know what? It really fucking does. It's like, he looked like he just got back from a contract.
Oh, shit. It'll be great if at night he's a fucking detective.
Solving
crimes. Is like Batman, not telling anybody.
He works for Halliburton. It's funny.
But yeah,
it was a fun fight to watch for sure. I want to know more about, like, what do you have things lined up for you in front of you now? Like, is there a train of people? You know, a lot of times when somebody grabs a belt, I know different promotions
do different
things.
Who's the first person that was talking shit to you, JP? You don't have to say names, but have people already started talking shit?
No.
Really?
And you know, it's like, when I said I don't know any of these bums names,
it's
like,
legit.
I was actually being serious. It's like, I don't know who the fuck you are. Yeah. Nobody's standing out to me, and I don't care. But you're saying, like, what's next?
Yeah, I mean, like, is there a pecking order now that's going to come for you? And do you know what that looks like? And, like, maybe 3 or 4 people that are lined up to take a shot? Are they lining up to take a shot, I guess, is my question.
Probably not.
No.
I mean, after the fight, I said that. I was like, I know there's a couple 170s on this card, and I was like, none of y'all bums want to ask something like that. I was like, after watching me fight, I was like, I guarantee no one is going to say my name. And I like to say all these things. It's on camera, so it's like, you guys can see me. They don't want that. Like, people are going to try to avoid it, and I keep getting better. That's the thing, is I'm constantly getting better. I'm improving between each fight. It's like, you see my stories. All I'm doing is training.
Yeah, you're. It's like, if you're not at Fusion, you're at some other gym. You're at some other recovery. Yeah. You're just doing everything.
And it's like reading, watching fights. So really, actually dedicating that time. And then I'm pretty violent when I fight.
Yes.
So.
Oh, you don't say.
So I'm like, you guys don't really want anything.
I tried to convince these two, but they said no already. I wanted to do a skit where you. They hold pads.
Oh, this, like, fucking guy.
They hold like a body shield or a leg shield.
Yes.
And they take one of your, not a full 100%.
No,
but maybe 50 to 70. He won't do it full.
I wouldn't do it.
No. He wouldn't do it. He'll give you like 50 to 75% power.
Yeah.
And just for you guys to feel it.
What's the skit?
Make me
just get punched by a professional.
Where's the punchline?
Can I tell you something? We just had April Fools, and my son, right? I was talking with my middle child about, he was wanting to do a prank, and I go, what do you have in mind? He goes, I'm going to tell mommy to come outside because I saw something weird. And I go, okay. And he goes, and I'm going to spray her with a hose. What's the reveal, though? Like, just you spray her with a hose.
That lie.
I'm just getting punched. That's all it is.
It's like that new age of jokes. You remember, like, before they used to be like a real skit?
Yeah.
Now it's just like,
It's just shock factor.
Yeah. I just want to see you guys take a hit.
That's the thing. And I'm like,
I mean, that's not a skit. We can make the video. It's like you proposition it like, okay, here's the skit.
I'm just saying.
He just wants us. Yeah, he just wants us to be in a video like he Instagrams where people get hit by a truck or whatever. Yeah. That's what he just wants it to be. Let's watch Pedro go at we.
When Ariana choked us out.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Because she's 105 pounds, dude.
Yeah.
I can probably curl that. You know what I mean?
She goes
it's 105. Like,
they could have just lift up. They would have got out of it.
Yeah. Like, well, what are we going to be surprised by how hard he punches? There's nothing surprising about it. First of all, I've seen it and I've seen him.
Yeah.
And he's black.
And he's black.
All right.
I told Kermit, it's like, hey, why don't we go to a basketball game and you can see a guy dunk the basketball and then you try and do that? It's like, isn't it amazing? Yeah.
Make a recording. It's like, hey, Kermit, why don't you reach the top of your couch?
Yeah. Try and hit the net. Touch the net.
That would be funny, though.
Yeah, here's the skit.
I mean, I still think it's a good video idea.
Yes. There goes my good intestine.
Yeah, he punches you right on your scar.
Yeah, dude.
Great. Right on your
leaves and goes right to the ER.
There's a skit.
Just call the ambulance ahead of time.
Yeah. Have them on standby.
Like, I was like, maybe like a leg kick. And I was thinking, yeah. Like a body.
Why don't we have him hit you?
He has.
Yeah, but we haven't seen it. It hasn't been online.
Point. It hurt.
I know. I'm sure it did.
And then Julian's like, do it again. I was like, no, I don't want to. He's like, hold the pads for him. And I was like, why? I don't want to. He's cut, like,
he immediately stopped being a coach.
I quit. I threw in the towel that day.
It's like, yeah, Coach Kermit.
I'll do it. You know what? I'll do it.
Oh, shit.
I'll do it.
You're going to do a leg kick from him?
A leg kick?
No, I'll do the body thing.
Yeah, the body.
You can't do the body.
Stop trying to just make it. I'm the only one getting punched, you fucking piece of shit.
Danny is fatter than me now. So, you do have more mass.
So, leg kick without a guard. With a guard, right? With the guard.
No, I took a leg kick before. And because when I first started watching UFC, I didn't understand that fucking, why the fuck are they doing that pussy ass kick? And I was, at the time, I was taking kickboxing. And I tell one of the guys, young guy, and he looked like he fight and stuff like that. He goes, hey, can you throw a leg kick? He goes, yeah, just can you do a leg kick just so I can respect it? Mm-hmm. Like, and don't hold back. Just throw it.
Oh, because right now you guys look like some bitches. Every time it hit.
Pop! Okay. It was in bed. And all of a sudden it's like, why can't I move my fucking leg? All of a sudden it starts swelling up and just fucking purpose. Same thing with the arm bar. Like, I didn't understand the arm bar until somebody put me in the arm bar. It's like, oh, okay, I get it now.
Yeah. That was me with the triangle. I didn't understand that at all. I was like, what?
You woke up happening? 2 days later.
Like, okay, I get it.
I kissed yourself and everything.
Until Ariana put us in the fucking guillotine, I had never had the whole, like, this darkness thing come in. I had never had that happen. I've been knocked out, like, but not choked out where things,
like, you start,
it's a little bit slower than just getting completely knocked out or whatever.
It's like an old TV going shut off.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That was fucking wild, man. I had no idea it was really like that. That was fucking crazy.
That's where the panic comes in.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, it sure did.
The thrashing.
You'll see it in the clip. You see in the clip. He hits it like he's having a...
Yeah, they were making fun of how hard I tapped her. Like, I was... Because I was...
You're going to break her leg, Danny.
She has a big bruise.
Yeah, not much fun. She does
like the guillotine.
That's what she
does. Oh, thing.
She goes for it. Yeah, yeah, little skinny arms. Yeah,
it's like the fucking CIA cord around the neck type fucking shit is what it feels like. It's the string.
It's the pain of the small bones.
Yeah, exactly. Little tiny bones. Mm-mm. Fuck.
The guy you recently fought, though, were you shocked that he stood up after that knee that you landed on him?
Yeah. Bro,
yeah, I was shocked. I was like, oh my God.
Didn't he do something in the face-off that was kind of like, you're like, why? What the fuck are we doing?
Oh, his stance.
Is that what he did? He did like a whole.
He actually does kung fu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it worked out for him.
Damn. Good. The thing that sucks is like when you guys invited me to come back on, I was just like, damn. First, like, respect to him.
Respect. Like, no. Respectfully. I liked him. Respectfully, you do kung fu. I don't. I don't. Maybe you picked the wrong time to do kung fu. I don't know. I'm not a trainer.
No kung fu, no good here.
Kung fu, no good here. No good. Kung fu, no good here.
But, yeah. I mean, like, at the end of the day, we all know what we signed up for.
Okay. Right.
And, how I look at it for everyone, it's like, you can do whatever, but... not going to do anything to me.
Right.
Fair. Granted, can still lose, but the attitude that you have to have is, it's like, I don't care what you do.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, I forget what the question was. After you,
no, we're talking about the weigh-ins and
the face-off. Oh, yeah. The reason I'm leading into that is because I saw one that was so, I don't know why, the face-off came, the dude came with a banana.
Oh, the banana. Oh, and he got smacked.
And just smacked the shit out of the guy's face. And the guy just put the banana. I can't let him do that. And his banana's broken.
That's so.
But he won't let the banana go. So I don't know how serious he was about fighting. I don't know about you, dude, but if you slap me, if I'm holding, so I got to let it go. Unless I'm holding it for safety.
The funniest part about that, the banana flipped over that. Yeah.
It was like a Super Smash Brothers character. Going out of frame.
Get that power up.
Dude. Yeah, he got the shit smacked out of him. Yeah. That's embarrassing. It's almost like when someone slaps you and your glasses fall.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
or your hat falls off.
Yeah, whatever falls.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just sitting crooked on your nose and you don't put them back or do something else.
You try to talk shit, but the glasses are still crooked. Yeah, it doesn't work out.
I always like seeing the face offs because it's either going to be intense or somebody's going to overdo it. And then a lot of the times when somebody overdoes it, the person that overdoes it gets humbled in a way.
I like those.
Like Ronda Rousey when Beth Correa. Beth Correa did it to Ronda Rousey.
Oh my God. I know she's a pioneer for Brazilian women's MMA.
Yeah.
But God, man, she's goofy. Everything she does, I'm like, how do you have that many? She has more highlights of looking like a buffoon.
Yes.
Than she does. Like, good fighting. And like, have you seen her when she does the run and she jumps? And it looks like she gets like this high off.
Oh, no.
And then the one where she like told her to bring it and then got kicked in the face.
See? Those are the ones I'm talking about.
I do like those.
There was one, I saw a clip in boxing. They met in the middle of the ring. It's like touch gloves. And the guy sucker punched and hit the guy in the stomach. Like, boom, threw a full punch. Damn. The referee goes, hey, don't get disqualified. Da, 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 da. Warning. That kid that got hit came back and just fucking pieced him out, dude. It was so, it's like karma. There's a Reddit section of instant karma. It's so good, dude.
Yeah, we got that. And then now we got the, like, it's like almost like becoming gimmicky with like the Russian stuff. Like the guy be like the mobster versus the crackhead or the big girl versus the skinny girl. Like that video I just sent you or the big
bro,
girl.
Oh, dude.
The big girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you seen this video of the big girl falling?
Please, hold on. Pull it up.
Yeah, yeah, oh, okay.
That's so good.
He's going to put it on the screen right here. But it's great. It's that setup. It's one of, you remember, Fedor's brother?
Mm-hmm.
Fedor's brother's fighting this muscle guy. And they're doing the introduction in this corner. It's like, and this is muscle guy, just fucking muscle in his jaw and everything.
And Fedor's just.
And Fedor's brother's like finishing half the cigarette, is putting it out, and Fedor's brother beats him. But now, I think in Russia, they're just letting people fight for freedom or bread or whatever it is. And. You're going to have to make that larger, baby.
I am.
Here you go. Look at this. Look at that girl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Look, Bomba. Famba boof.
What, she can't get up?
She can't get up.
They're giving her water. For what?
JB. Our buddy JB Ball goes, they gave her water for what?
So her skin didn't dry out.
That's the most amount of calories she's burned.
Oh, boy.
That's 325 something pounds.
She knocked herself out on the fence.
That's the lady. Isn't that the lady that's like, I got my life all together. With the sister?
Tammy? Is that Tammy for 500 pounds?
Bruh. My 1,000-pound sister?
This bitch lost from a bitch going sidestep.
That is... You know, but when you see stuff like that, it makes me think of, you know, like the body positivity movement.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All that, and where people are very unrealistic about their size and what they're able to do. And I always think, if you can't handle, like that lady right there, she couldn't even walk fast. Like, what would happen to you in the zombie apocalypse?
Yeah. If you can't go up the stairs at the mall, don't do MMA fighting.
That's what I see videos like that, and I just go, isn't there anybody in their life, like anybody who would be like, hey, don't go into the octagon?
Yeah, but they're offering her probably a nice little pocket change for that. I mean,
pocket change?
Maybe. How much?
I don't know, but a grand, maybe 2 grand.
They're giving her like 3 pounds of mutton.
She ain't getting much.
Tammy, you can't win. Nah, 3 pounds of mutton.
Give me a sack of herring. She goes, if she made it through the first round and goes back to her little corner stool, they bring out the bucket of fish.
Oh man. Her walkout is the theme song for Free Willy.
Oh, poor girl.
Oh, damn, dude.
I don't know, man.
Michael Jackson made that song just for
Free Willy.
Soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh, no shit.
Michael Jackson is crazy.
Yeah.
What's
crazy?
In terms of just talent.
Oh, yeah. God. Ain't no doubt.
You ever listen to all his albums? I was doing that with my wife, like going back and listening to a lot of the albums, and like they're all good.
All
the songs, too.
Have you seen on Netflix the documentary of We Are the World?
It's so...
No,
does
it show the clip of like him being annoyed?
Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson's pretty much, him and Quincy Jones kind of like set up the song. And you get to appreciate the talent. And all that We Are the World got recorded in one night after the Grammys or American Music Award. They got all these artists at midnight to come to studio, and they didn't get out until like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And they were recording and stuff like that. Like, there's one artist that was fucking drinking all the time. And they're like, fucking guy, just every take wanted to do a shot of wine.
Wasn't it Bob Dylan? Or
no, it was Al Jarreau.
Okay.
But it's Bob Dylan was getting pissed.
Who's the one that was, like, singing and Michael Jackson was just, like, kind of...
Huey Lewis. But it's different because when you watch the documentary, you can tell that was clickbait that they did on TikTok, that Michael Jackson was annoyed. But Michael Jackson was annoyed at a couple people not hitting the note, but it's fucking Michael Jackson, right? It's like Michael Jordan being annoyed that you can't hit a mid-jumper.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's like, motherfucker, that's not my game.
Yeah. Michael Jackson, it's like, I hate when people try to compare anybody to Michael Jackson, because you're not going to have another one. This man was making people faint.
That's, yeah.
Also, like, you don't like the new comparison to him and Chris Brown?
That's the part,
Chris Brown.
You heard that though, right? They're comparing him to
Michael Jackson. Of what? The dancing?
I don't know.
That's the only part you can compare.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, is Chris Brown, does dancing change? Fine. Yeah. It's like, he's a great dancer. You can say better because he knows more stuff, but it's like Michael Jackson, the person who does it first, you're usually going to get like the biggest accolade because you didn't have that many people to watch to come up with the shit.
Sure.
Or, like choreography, whatever it is, but I don't think you can compare.
But the only enemy, and that's not enemy, but the only anti-hero, whatever the hell, that Michael Jackson had was Prince.
Prince, yeah.
Yeah.
Prince.
But that's the thing, too, is like the level of just unanimous, this is the biggest, best artist in the world, is like, honestly, the only thing that could compare to that at all, even a little bit right now, would probably be Taylor Swift.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And that's whatever.
Oh, you made him take off his glasses.
But I mean, like, as far as...
I've been waiting to do it. I'm not cool enough to wear it. Kind of like Pedro. I can't do it.
I do it for conditions.
Without talking about, like, talent or anything, just, like, impact worldwide, nothing compares to what he had, dude. It was fucking insane.
I would say Beyonce.
Beyonce, Beyonce and Taylor Swift are up there.
I don't want to give Taylor Swift anything. You want to know why?
Because you like Kanye?
No. Oh, okay. Just because, like, she's mediocre. Mm-hmm. I don't like mediocre. It's like she's a mediocre white woman to me.
Wow.
I can't give that credit.
Really?
That's like the worst type of person there is. Because it's like, you're mediocre.
She's a mediocre white woman. So who's the top white woman?
I'd say Celine Dion is...
Get the fuck out of here, JP.
You don't think Celine Dion is better?
Are you talking about pop?
Like, are we going off of like a pop basis?
Three songs. Celine Dion, three songs. Titanic. She had like three. This chick, Taylor Swift. God damn it, you're making me. I need my Swiftie beads.
But you got Swiftie beads. Is it because you have kids?
Yeah, I've been watching that documentary. I've been watching that concert.
My daughter loves Taylor Swift.
JP, the amount of...
But would you know a Taylor Swift song if it wasn't for being in the gym without your headphones or having those kids?
I mean, I wouldn't know a Taylor Swift song. Yeah. It just played so much on the radio.
The Titanic song. Here's the thing, dude. I couldn't give a shit about that boat.
Neither could I.
You know
what I mean?
The
Titanic.
Celine Dion's song... was epic. You know what I mean? Same as Whitney Houston. When Whitney Houston did the song for The Bodyguard and shit like that, that's the only reason I watched The Bodyguard. It's like, damn, this song is fucking banging. I gotta see what this fucking movie is all about.
But what Taylor Swift song where it's like the vocals are on point, her performances are horrible.
Yes. No.
If someone was like, put Beyonce and her vocals, just her vocals next to Taylor Swift, Beyonce crushes it. Put Beyonce's discography in terms of all the songs, like since the 90s, she's been killing it. And then even put like her performances.
It's ethnically different. You know what I mean? It's like
how white people like their food.
Yeah, like I fucking bring Mexicans out here. They're going to be like, you're going to defend Beyonce. They'll be like, fucking Selena, they discovered you, they kill her. Hey.
I feel obligated to jump in front and defend Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And I fucking don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't. But it's, I really
but it's,
don't.
It's two different genres. I get and it. Stuff like that. And I give Beyonce her flowers.
I get it.
She's amazing.
Her worldwide impact, it'd be like, it's like Garth Brooks, right? Like Garth Brooks, it was on that level of just fucking mega country. Famous worldwide. And I fucking hate country music. I hate it so bad.
You hate the queen of white women, Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton. Yes.
Partridge. My tongue gave up.
I fucking despise country music. It is fucking terrible. But I can't help but acknowledge how big Garth Brooks was.
Which is weird because
fucking massive.
With Danny being the country boy with like I'm going to my own garden, I'm gonna fucking have chickens.
You like
and everything like that. You know what I mean?
Rock, yeah.
Okay. I just figure you like some country. I don't say you gotta hate it.
No,
I like some country.
I'm not kidding, dude. That list is very short.
I thought you would feed the chicken while Randy Travis is playing in the background and stuff. Huh?
I didn't know Garth Brooks was that big.
Garth Brooks was huge.
That I don't listen to. I listen to country more now because Beyonce dropped that album. I'm telling you,
you're influenced by Beyonce.
Like, but the thing I always knew.
Are you part of the Beehive, JP?
Technically, yes. Yeah. I've always been a part of it.
Right.
I'm just not crazy about it.
Yeah.
Because there's some crazy people out there with the Beehive. But like, you know, like they said, blues started by black people and then rock and roll, black people, and then country music, like it was stolen. So I'm trying to get
look at him when you say that.
No, look.
Who stole it?
I already knew that he was probably like, I mean.
No, dude, no. Like Zeppelin.
Look at him intensely.
Zeppelin especially is stolen. Considered by many to be one of the best, if not the best, rock band of all time. And a lot of their shit was straight up lifted. Like, straight up.
Elvis?
Yeah.
And it's like, so I've gone back and recanted a lot of the negative things I said about country. Because I was like, it's my culture. Granted, I am Haitian.
Yeah.
But still, the black culture. And I'm just like, I don't hate country.
Are you waiting for Wyclef to release anything? He's been gone since November.
He's been gone the way you asked.
Yeah. It's like, I've been waiting. He's been gone since till November.
Yeah, what's Shaggy up to lately? Is it?
They start naming all the Jamaican, the Caribbean. It's like,
anybody.
Where's Shabba Ranks at?
Anybody who's just remotely.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hey, going back, speaking about chickens, hey, how's that going there, Farmer Joe?
We learned this from Danny.
Well, I just want to hear like banjo music playing right now.
Oh, wait, push it up. Push the button.
Is it blue?
Maybe.
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Oh,
no.
Yo.
Hey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Chicken Update with your host, Danny Davenport, where he's going to give you information about chickens, chicken coops, and how to treat your chickens.
Kiki.
Now with your Chicken Update, give it up for Danny Davenport.
Make a chicken up.
Yeah. Hold on. What the fuck? Push the button.
Roll title. Oh.
I don't give a shit about nothing but the top.
Roll Tide.
Oh, we're down to one chicken, so it's not going great.
Damn, how many coyotes did you start with?
I think raccoon or them fucking stray cats, because they just live in a neighborhood.
Your chicken how sucks. Many chickens did you start with?
We had seven.
Damn. You're the worst farmer ever.
Hold on, we had seven.
Wait, seven.
Three of them turned out to be roosters. You don't want any fucking roosters in the neighborhood because that's when the cops start coming.
Okay.
So we got rid of...
You killed two.
Well, one of them was... We actually, and this is what you would normally tell...
Technically,
this is what, no. This is what you would tell your kids is that you took them to a place that takes chick. We actually did take two roosters to a farm that takes roosters.
Yeah.
We had one that we kept because it was kind of half... fucked up, like it was like a, I mean, I don't know what to,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The chick, it was depressed.
Kept a disabled rooster.
Kept the disabled one because his crow was not
tolerable.
Yeah. I mean, it was very, very simple sounding.
Every morning.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Every morning, man.
There goes Danny's chicken waking us up.
So I was gonna say you can't give it back because people can get pissed at you.
Yeah, they wouldn't take it.
Wrong with it.
Yeah, they wouldn't take it. They had to have to be in good health, and this one was. I don't know. Chicken eats pennies. So we had four hens and one rooster.
Uh huh.
And the rooster was fucked up. But you don't need a rooster. That's what a lot of people think. You need a rooster. You don't need
What is the point of the rooster?
The rooster is to, like, they'll keep the flock safe. Like, they'll keep them from running off too far. They'll fight a fucking rooster will fight raccoon or some shit. They'll scare them off.
Okay.
They might lose, but he'll
put a good fight.
At least save the other.
Yeah.
Rooster knows kung fu.
I mean, is it going to translate to, like, the fight to the ring?
Damn.
No. It's not going to make it to the octagon or get a belt or anything, but it'll, you know, look impressive. But we eventually got rid of it because this fucking rooster, its crow, it wasn't loud, but it was fucking aggravating and it didn't know, it had no reason to do it.
Oh, Mr. Davenport, it's time to wake up.
That's the rooster.
Excuse me, Mr. Davenport, time to wake up.
They also eat more, and since a rooster's not laying eggs, and it's not like we, you know,
save money on the corn.
Yeah, get this fucking dipshit out of here.
So now you're down
freeloader.
So now you're down.
Four hens, two of them, we think it was raccoons because they kind of.
I fucking hate it here. It's boring as shit. Daddy made a coop out of an old pool. He just flipped it upside down. He just cut a hole.
So, Brenda, are you okay? I don't like it here no more.
Yeah. They did a chicken practice. You pull this way and I pull the other way.
Take care of my eggs.
Yeah. So then we were down to two, and then one we just found dead. And I don't know if it was like a
just miserable. He's like, fuck.
I don't know if it was like one of those Kermit. Chris Benoit Bowflex fucking moments or whatever.
Kermit tells him, I think you didn't build it. You built a coop just to be like the guy from Saw.
Danny,
chicken, do you want to play a game?
I want to play a game. You have 1 hour to lay eggs before the Cuban souls come down and release a raccoon inside to kill your chickens.
I've laid this whole backyard with corn. You have 12 hours to eat every kernel there is. Every hour I'll release a hungrier owl.
You're the worst farmer ever.
Hey, man. So,
it sucks because you didn't even get to eat them.
No, I didn't get to eat the chickens. Well, here's the thing.
The raccoons and the cats did. They looked at the window and like, thank you, sir.
Here's the thing.
They looked at your house like Publix.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's right.
They're just waiting. It's like, well, it's that time.
And so we're down to one. And she was too, you know, I guess, traumatized to ever lay an egg again. She didn't lay egg for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And eyes are all sunk in her head and shit. Like,
she oh my god. Oh my goodness.
Like she fucking.
She has a profile of somebody with trauma. Get her a puppy.
Yeah. But she finally, just this week, started laying eggs again. I don't know why, but it's fine. It's good.
Right? Because you were talking to his sister.
Yeah. But yeah, the fucking lesbian's doing way better with her chickens, right?
Chicken whisper.
Yeah. But she's only got, how many? She got five, you said?
I think five.
Well, you made it sound like you got a side hustle of selling eggs. Like,
it lays a lot of eggs.
Five. How many eggs at a time?
They'll lay usually like five a week. Each chicken will lay like five a week.
So a lot.
It's like two or three dozen. You make it sound like she's fucking cranking them out like she's, you know.
She got a factory.
Yeah,
factory of five chicken run.
Yeah. Wait, she has five chickens, right?
Yeah.
Damn, 25 eggs a week?
Yeah.
It's for that bad.
That's pretty fucking good.
No, that's how when I had the four and they were laying eggs, I mean, it would be two dozen a week.
Lasted
like
about
that.
3 weeks.
I had them a little longer than that.
Yeah, I remember the last time I was on here, you were talking about this. But now, how are the bears, though?
I haven't seen the bear, dude. I don't know what happened to COVID bear, but he went away. I haven't seen the bear in a while.
It's been cold. It's been cold. And also Mike Perry's training for a fight.
I honestly think it's Mike Perry. I think it's Mike Perry. Yeah. I've seen a bunch of bears.
They wait for the fight week when they know that Mike Perry's in LA or
he's in Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to Danny's house. Apopka's safe. He's got the whole zip code on lock. Yeah.
And no bears. They all have ice packs on the headache bag.
What happened to you, Carl? Fucking Mike. I was just looking for a place to sleep. He just fucking looked at me.
But I did finish. It's that time of year. It's spring. It was when you get chickens, new chickens. And so I have a new coop, and we'll be up to 10 or 12 chickens here soon.
Okay.
How much do chickens cost?
Yeah, they're mega cheap. They're mega cheap.
In fact,
but keeping them is what's...
What kind of brand? What is there? Is there a type of chicken?
Oh yeah. There's different types. I don't know the difference. I'm not that.
Give me that one. The one with feathers.
I had. Yeah, honestly, this is saying
because I want the white one.
No,
white one.
Actually,
the white one.
I was just gonna say
that white one that has the wing like this. Give me that one. It looks like she has strong character.
Honestly, it's the opposite. In Florida, you want black chickens.
The black chicken.
Yeah. And,
why is that?
So, the sun? No, because in my, like.
I thought it, but I was like.
Well, they just work harder. No, I just. Yeah.
The black one?
They keep the yard clean. No.
They put up a damn fucking. Oh.
Shit.
I said they work harder. You said the black ones.
Are you sure not the brown?
No.
Got a Caribbean chicken out there that's fucking heavy duty.
No, the reason why you want black chickens is because for the tax breaks. I'm just kidding.
Jesus.
And if you let them out, like in the yard, and let the chickens be in the yard, which we do.
Walk on the other side. Get away. There's a black chicken coming. Move.
And across the road. You'll see the white chickens come up and beat the shit out of them.
My house is chicken O-block.
Now we know why they cross the road.
Your backyard's like the set up the wire.
I put them all in blue bandanas and shit. No, so if you let them out in the yard, one of the biggest threats to them is hawks. And one of hawks' natural enemies is crows. crows will fuck with hawks.
Oh,
hawks,
so they think it's
hawks don't fuck with crows, and black chickens from a hawk's perspective looks a little too much like a crow to fuck with it.
Okay.
So we honestly haven't lost a single chicken to crows.
Have you tried spray painting the white chickens?
Blackface.
Yeah, paint the blackface the white chickens.
No.
That's like something you can see on like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Danny's out here spraying him, and it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Just protecting the...
And then the worst part, he uses like the red spray paint for their beaks. Did she look like Mr. Popo?
Yeah, like the Disney crows?
So yeah.
Oh shit.
So I'm all but out of the chicken game right now, but we're getting back in. We're going back in, getting 10. Because here's the thing, and this might have to get edited out. I don't know. Where I'm at, you're supposed to get a permit for having chickens in the yard.
Oh.
And it requires a class. I think you have to go to school longer to have 4 chickens in your yard than you do to be Orange County sheriff.
They don't want you to spread the bird flu and shit like
no,
that.
No, dude. They just fucking, you know, they're whatever. It's
what do you mean, whatever? It's a fucking
deceit. It's a way to have a permit.
Wait, you don't have an HOA, do you?
No, but it's a county thing.
Oh, okay.
Would you have to pay for the permit?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just want money.
That's what I mean.
And you have to pay. I know some of my neighbors that have chickens. They did not go to school.
No. If anybody asks, I've got the permit. I fucking don't have the permit, though, right? Yeah. And the way I look at it is, what's the difference between having 4 unpermitted chickens and a dozen unpermitted chickens? It's the same thing, except I get more eggs. So I'm just going to do that.
I think people should have, like the cat ladies. Cat ladies have, like, 12 cats. It's like, yo, there should be a code for that. You know what I mean?
You get 12 cats, you're okay, but you get 10 chickens.
That's actually worse for the environment to have all those cats.
The cats?
Yeah. Because their poop has, like... Can have like parasites.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That gives them. I forgot what it's called because I had to get rid of the cat when Lisa was pregnant.
Yes, they can't clean the litter box. You really have be anywhere near it because of the fucking.
It can mess their brain.
Yeah,
yeah, something. I'm like, fucking. I almost threw the cat over.
Bitch
the
worms.
Brooklyn Bridge.
Goodbye.
No, honestly, because we were stuck in. It was me and my cousin. I'm like, I gotta take this cat to the fucking shelter. I had him in a little backpack.
And, wasn't breathing at all.
We were
just gonna throw the backpack over the bridge.
I swear, traffic was very bad. And I tell my cousin, be like, "Hey, man, get closer to the right side of the bridge." And he goes, "For what?" So I'll just fucking toss this and we'll go back home. He goes, "Nah, they're gonna get the tag." It's like, you're right.
That's what stopped you.
That's what stopped
the cousin that the FBI.
No. It's another criminal cousin of mine, but you don't say. Hasn't had a rep.
You don't say.
So the other one did throw something over a bridge. That's how he got. I'll tell you about it.
I didn't know.
It was a big cat.
But I didn't know Jidel was fucking around with chickens. What the hell was that all about?
They just kind of showed up in her yard, and then she started getting more.
Oh, really?
What? One of Danny's chickens just showed up?
What? Am I? Can I tell you something? The one we have, right? The one we have. We came home one day, and that motherfucker was gone. Gone. I have no idea where it was. Couldn't find it. Went in the back behind the fence. Like there's this whole wooded area. Looked all through there, never saw it. And we thought, oh, this fucking chicken got eaten up. I mean, that's all that. Like 4 days later, this fucking thing came up and jumped into the fucking front of the house, jumped into the window and was flapping into the window like, bitch, let me back in. I don't know where it went. I don't know where it went, but it came back. And I was like, all right, went out and just I opened the gate and it walked into the backyard like,
thanks. Did you do a rape kit on that chicken? There might be a neighbor that had its way with it. I'm better in the coop. I don't give a shit how hot it is. But this neighbor of yours is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know chickens were that smart to
I fucking.
It probably got back there on accident.
I didn't even. It's never seen the front of the house before. I didn't even know it would know what to fucking look for.
Daddy's adventures of chickens are great.
I just imagine it having done that to every other house in the neighborhood and people just being fucking panic attack that they're being attacked by a chicken that, by the way, looks like it's been through some shit.
Like the chicken feathers.
It's all fucking sad looking.
The sunken eye chicken.
Yeah.
Part of his beak is chipped. Yeah. Looks like a local crackhead.
Has a tattoo for no reason. Yeah. Utterly.
It's selling.
Where'd you get that at?
It's selling roses.
Selling roses.
Hey, I got these waters.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, we'll get back into it. I'll bring you guys some eggs when we get lined up.
On dude, I'm, yeah, no, I'm okay.
Oh, they're so much better.
I want to try.
Oh, okay, yeah, for sure.
I'm gonna have the eggs and then.
Yeah. Way to go.
Rest in peace to the champ.
He was never the
JP, same at all. JP looked like shit on that last fight. What happened? Fucking Danny's egg.
Danny's eggs.
Ate that kung fu omelet. So I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna open a restaurant in your honor. Shit.
Damn.
God damn it, dude.
Have you guys, has anybody gone to see Dune yet?
The new movie? Dude.
Did you get the popcorn?
I haven't been.
You seen it?
Butthole?
There's like a butthole. That's hilarious. What? You haven't seen the Dune?
They did a commemorative box.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what they're doing in movie theaters. Now, they all do right. A box for Dune. And, you know, Dune has the sandworms and stuff like that. So the popcorn thing was the mouth of the worm and stuff really? Like that. It looked like a vagina.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a picture of it? Is that what you're doing?
I'm pulling it up right now.
It'd be interesting if he knows how to spell Dune.
I can't see from far away. I there smell it wrong. There it is.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
It looks like it's like one of those dog paw cleaners, too. But then it's like, you know.
It looks more not like a vagina.
You've been alone. You haven't been touched for a while.
I can fuck that popcorn bucket. The hell I wonder what that feels
that like. That looks like a cat's asshole.
I'm surprised we haven't seen it like a porno yet.
Yeah, no shit.
It's I'm out pretty there. It's out there.
There's
out
people there. On Omegle.
If you thought it,
something.
If you thought it, you thought it is out there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I was just curious if you guys had seen it because I know the.
It froze. It died.
Batteries in it.
Hey, man, you're fucking up my thing, dude. Can you fix it or no?
Wait, you need me to search something?
I might.
Well, then I need a charger.
So. What the fuck?
Can't you control it with your...
Can you put it... Can you just...
No.
All right. Episode 159. 159 episodes where you don't have a fucking battery charged.
The one time.
Jesus Christ.
The one time we need it.
This there fucking guy.
Way to produce, Kermit.
But I just was curious because I know... So I know there was a... I know there's a lot of hype around it. And so...
Hoover. When I saw Hoover... When this one performed... He was all about it.
Yeah.
I saw Dune 3 times and I'm like, dude, I can't.
And that's like 8 hours of the movie.
Bro, that's insane.
So
that's
I never
good a movie.
I had never seen the first one, like the new first one, mm-hmm. right? Because it was a remake of that one from fucking. That shit was horrible, by the way. I accidentally watched the 70s one.
Oh, the 1984 one?
Fucking stupid looking.
Yeah, it's so garbage.
That's how stupid it was. I thought it was 70s, but you're saying it was 84.
Yeah.
So. But it got me, so I actually watched it, and I'll be honest, it was tough for me, because it just felt like kind of
the one with Timothy Chalamet.
I guess
yeah, that's a new one. That's a new one. Yeah,
yeah, the new first one.
Yeah,
right. The one, but I know there's a lot of hype about it. But I got to thinking about space movies in general, and do you remember there was like a stretch in the 90s where there was like Fifth Element. There was a bunch of them. And I feel like outside of Star Wars, there haven't been many. Have there been others lately?
Star Trek?
But like not franchise. Are you saying franchise-wise or original takes on
original, space movies? Like, do you, like space
Guardians
movies.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
That counts.
Does it count?
It's in space.
Captain Marvel?
I mean,
that doesn't count.
But I guess I'm thinking like Starship Space, I mean, Starship Troopers, Fifth Element, Total Recall, Armageddon.
You're
even
talking about something like on an epic scale.
Like, yeah. I know, like Interstellar would probably be one that went into space, right? But like, have there been many of those lately?
Now,
Rebel Moon will be the latest.
But that's now. But not. Yeah. But the stretch he's talking about.
Yeah,
it's like
I feel like you're.
There haven't been many.
It's funny. I'm like sitting here. Yeah. You know what? It's like in the 90s, I was a kid.
Right.
That
could be
I
it.
Watched them all afterwards. And I think.
So.
There's nothing new.
So I stumbled across something while I was thinking about all these things.
Okay.
And trying to find space movies now compared to the 90s. Mm-hmm. And I need you to Google something. Because the results that came up when I Googled this. I need you guys to tell me what you think. Google what space movie came out in 1992.
I seriously curious what's about to happen.
Encino Man is some...
Wait, isn't technically Planet of the Apes?
That's in Spain.
Was that in 90s?
Look what comes up.
Are you fucking kidding?
That's JP, fucking... JP, you gotta say that for us.
We can't can't say that.
That's the first thing. No. That's the only thing.
That's the first thing that comes
up. It's the only thing that comes up.
I mean, I can say it bleeped. I'm not saying that.
No, man. Oh. From outer space.
Yeah.
From outer space. I've seen killer clowns from outer space.
I don't think this is the same.
So for everybody watching, the movie title is Gay N-Word, Hard R, from Outer Space. Hard.
Yes.
On IMDb.
Yes.
Who?
And someone gave it 5.8.
Wait. Who's in this movie?
You know that's a whole bunch of rape.
Can I get the cast?
I still love this movie.
No. Pull up the cast, please. Pull up the cast. There's no way.
It's Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks,
Morgan Freeman.
And what's the other? Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
There's a cast. There's no photos.
No way.
I guarantee it's a whole bunch of white people doing blackface.
Coco CP Dahlberg. No, these are people.
They're NPCs.
Is this a gay porn?
I have no idea. I have no idea. This is just what came up.
You know. I want to like type this in on my phone.
Here's Google it.
Oh my God, Danny, look what this is.
What does it say? Extraterrestrial beings travel the galaxy to free men oppressed by females to make way for an entirely homosexual society.
Hey man, I'm so glad we didn't go live on this.
Why?
Hey, you know who would have been great in this movie?
Ooh.
Diddy.
Oh, this was made in Denmark. The budget on it is 3.9.
Look at the quote.
Honestly, there's some quotes from the movie.
Danish Krone.
Oh my goodness, Danny.
Hey man, you googled this on your thing, right? Just so everybody knows, this wasn't influenced by my search history.
Yeah.
Bro, this movie has a 95% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
I was googling movies,
and then the comments, like the why to watch. Oh, Safari couldn't open my page.
Service Jurassic Park came out in 92.
Something like that. Yeah,
someone said this is like the best comedy science fiction ever.
No, it's a bait. That's bro, that's a fucking bait.
It's a bot.
You saw what he googled. What space movie came out in 1992? It wasn't anything. I thought I was trying to put a list together of shit that came
80s,
out.
80s had a lot. God damn, dude. That's horrific.
Oh, okay. So I looked it up on Wiki.
Okay.
And it said, this film is a parody of the science fiction and blaxploitation genres.
Okay.
So that makes sense. And
I think that's
being made in Denmark. It's just like, you're just being racist.
Yeah.
It's just like, how many black people are in Denmark?
Three. Three. And all three are in the movie. They got paid a lot of moving.
I just couldn't believe that was the result. That's all there was.
Don't play the... Are you playing a trailer?
Is there a trailer for this?
Trailer.
No.
That's a trailer. You want to
watch it? Really is good that we weren't live.
You want to watch the trailer? Been
bad. Well, this is going to... You're going to have to do work because you're going to have to edit this out. But yeah, play the trailer.
Does he have to edit it out?
Not really. It's a trailer.
I mean, you should probably edit it out. I'm going to be honest.
It's not a... Oh, this is a review. I don't want to watch a review.
But you're going to see someone with a swastika. Yeah. This movie was amazing.
Yeah. I give it 5 Sig Heil.
Yeah. So anyways, that's how my show prep went.
Yeah.
Dude. Space movies to talk about fucking Dune. And this is what I came across.
I wonder if when did Fifth Element come out?
96.
Okay, so this is after Fifth Element.
I might be wrong though.
Was Fifth Element or Total Recall the one with the lady with three titties?
Total Recall.
Total Recall.
97.
Fifth Element had Chris Tucker as the flamboyant.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and that Avatar
and Jovanich girl.
Yes.
Okay. I love this movie so much.
Jovovich.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's the Resident Evil chick.
Resident Evil, yeah.
She's the sister of the guy trying to fight Gerald.
Fucking multi-pass.
Yeah.
Multi-pass.
Multi-pass.
Do you fuck with sci-fi movies, JP?
Yeah.
I was gonna say he's a huge anime guy. Of course he does.
Yeah. Since 1993, at least, obviously.
I mean, I love, bro. I bet you right now on my, I love Star Wars, and on my YouTube, you know, like they give the shorts, yeah, suggested ones. I constantly have Star Wars lore on it.
I figured you'd be more One Piece stuff.
So you know, I love like anime. So you go deep over everything.
Okay,
anime over everything, but I still. I don't know. It's like
you have like a backstory on the Jawas like flea market and stuff like that. Did you know that before R2-D2 they were trying to get the R8 system and it just had a faulty multi? Shut up! Shut up!
It's not loading up. I don't have the Wi-Fi.
Oh, I might
get it to you. But yeah, it's like I have you know, Invincible. You watch that show?
He's told me about
so
it.
So good.
It's really good, and I don't know. Anything that I'm interested in watching, I have to like watch YouTube videos on.
Like so prior, I get back prior story, to watching yeah, it stuff.
Okay, it's like prior or during. It's a bad habit. I stopped doing it.
Well, you want to hear
be
like,
watching something with my wife, and then I'm like, what the fuck?
You hear?
I do that. I do that, and like I'll be watching a movie or whatever. And I'm like, I know this guy from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
And you can't enjoy the movie until you know what they're in. Yeah.
Oh shit, he would like rewind it. We just missed 5 minutes.
Like I was watching Star Wars. I'm like, what makes the Skywalker so special? And then I'm down.
Oh, okay,
30
that's
minute rabbit hole. And then it's like understanding the they call it mitochondria in there?
Midichlorian.
The little
whatever cell that controls their force.
Danny nailed it.
Midichlorian. I know that from a Weird Al Yankovic song, but okay.
But yeah, it's like I want to understand that and then understand the dark side. And then I get into there's like five forms of Jedi Knight.
You're going lightsaber deep in the weeds.
That's why
I go
on deep. The second of the last trilogy. The kid, the one that they went through a casino, whatever it was, and then the end of the movie, the kid is sweeping something. He calls the broom with his hands.
Are we talking about Star Wars still?
Star Wars, yeah.
A broom?
Yeah. Like
the newest, okay. Yeah, the yes, newest yes, one. Yes, yes, yes.
That, yeah, they had the kid. They
show that there's
the
still
Jedi. The old guy Jedi's. Goes, oh, sweep something. The kid goes out there. The broom's over there. It could go.
The one very it ends the with the kind of bad ones. That yeah, just came
the
out
horrible ones.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you tried rewatching that shit? And it's like
the newest
newest Star Wars.
So bad.
I don't want to because it was disappointing. Because I thought there was gonna be so much more, and there was so much less.
Like
my favorite part really is just
when the
Kylo Ren being like more. Like that's the
when the Force Awakens came out, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I like the take on it. I like the Kylo Ren fucking character with his three people in the back, the voice, the fucking stormtrooper that everybody hated. Like the
problem
the black
was,
dude?
The black dude, yeah.
What's his name?
I forgot.
Here we go.
There's a good movie.
Because he's
Attack,
good movies.
Attack on the Block was his first movie, and it's a sci-fi movie.
That movie was fun.
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot his name.
But what is his?
I want to say Jonathan something.
Jonathan Boyega.
There it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's in some good movies. He's a really good actor.
Yeah.
I thought they were gonna do more with him in Star Wars because they build it up like he was gonna be special. Like maybe the star.
Listen, and, they did. That's what they messed up.
They dropped the ball.
They dropped the ball big time. Yep. They want him to be the new Kane.
Kane
the Conqueror from. Marvel,
but he also says like I ain't fucking around like, with no like, more French.
He doesn't want to.
He's been shown like Star Wars has fucked people up. They destroyed that little kid, that little white kid from the first
one. That was Darth Vader Menace?
From the prequel, the little baby Darth Vader.
Yeah, Hayden Christensen.
No, the what the kid,
oh, the littler one, pod racing.
Yeah, the pod racing.
Hayden too.
With the bowl cut.
Yeah, they destroyed that kid. What happened? Like
the fans
hated him so much that kid couldn't go to school or anything like that. If you look it up, dude. I know you enjoy this. If you look it up, he just.
Do you remember his name?
He just stopped acting after that.
Yeah, him and the Star Wars guy,
Hayden.
Just put Star Wars kid actor.
And why are people so weird, man?
Hayden Christensen just got love because of the Obi-Wan, but they hated him.
The Ahsoka.
Look at it. That's a face of a boy.
He came out Ahsoka or Obi-Wan?
Oh, that's the kid all grown up?
To be honest, I can't say, but he had a fight scene. Right?
Yes.
And people were like, this is what we wanted in the other movies.
So Universal did this thing about like Star Wars Fest or whatever it was, and they brought him in and the crowd went crazy and the dude started crying.
This kid?
No, this kid's fucked. Something for this.
Oh, Jake Lloyd.
Jake Lloyd, yeah.
Yeah, he went through some shit.
What if people watch this and they're like, you know what? Yeah, we do fucking hate him. They went and attacked him some more.
I feel bad, but he did kind of suck.
But he was a kid, dude. You imagine being a kid and be like, hey, you're going to be in one of the greatest franchises. You're going to be, yeah, I'm going to be in a movie.
I'm going to have toys.
Yeah, here comes the fucking trolls. Like, we're going to destroy your spirit.
You know how petty you have to be a troll back in 2001 when this movie came out?
Bro, oh, no,
no social media.
No, nope.
Oh, yeah. You're sending hate letters. Yeah. You know what he looks like.
Handwritten letters.
Like to the local ledger.
To the studio.
You had to get the paper, write the letter, fold it and everything, put it in the envelope,
stamp,
and then take, like, the whole time you can turn back around. It's like, I'm going too far. Nope. Throw it in the
this
mailbox.
Poor kids.
It's like, fuck them.
This poor kid's open an envelope after envelope, just says boo on it.
Tomato.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I wish you would have crashed into a wall with your pod.
Oh, no. So he's sad now? Is that what happened? Is that why you brought him up?
He had a psychotic break, Danny.
Oh, shit. Look, that's recent.
That's worse.
That's recent, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's not funny, but it is.
What kind of, what do you mean psychotic break? What happened? What did he do?
He just been trying to get in a pod and
race off.
Here's a I know.
That Jewish alien is like, Danny, you fuck up too much. Come over here. No one likes you. Come work on this pod race.
You know what they did? Also, another guy that got a lot of hate was the actor that played Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, really?
Whatever.
People hate Jar Jar.
Dude, they hated him. I hated that.
How do you hate him, though? He didn't. All he did was the voice.
Bro, all he did was the motion fucking.
He didn't even do the voice.
He
didn't even do the voice.
They hate the motion actor?
The motion actor.
The guy who put the ping pong balls on the jumpsuit.
Hated that fucking guy. And it got to the point. What was it? Was it Mandalorian?
So he came back on
one
episode of Mandalorian show.
And made him a Jedi.
Okay.
And he saved Grogu.
And to save the fucking little Yoda.
To try to make black. People...
Which season was this? Was this...
Last season.
The last season. How many seasons are there?
Three.
Oh, damn. I don't think I have...
How does anybody even know who he is?
That's how dedicated Star Wars lunatic
is. I didn't know who he was. Hey, man, you guys got to calm it down, dude.
Like JP looks for lore on the piece that keeps the wing on the T-wing together.
That specific mechanic worked on it.
I hate Jar Jar Binks so much. Who the fuck put the ping pong ball? I need to know him. And who held the boom mic?
Yeah, dude. Jesus Christ.
That's a lot of hate.
Yeah. That's
when people have that much hate, I'm also like, you're probably racist too.
Yeah.
It can't just like start and stop at Star Wars. So you probably
you got your wife, deep.
Kids, yeah, everything. Yeah.
How do you hate that kid?
That's a face you want to hate.
Oh, poor kid.
Someone sees that and
punch the screen.
I don't want to see this fucking kid in anything anymore.
Him and his haircut.
Damn, dude.
Bro. Yeah.
But crazy. It's like you're saying, they took the time to research the fan club address, to write a letter, to fold it, to put it in an envelope, to buy the stamp, to go to the mailbox. And at no point the conscience was saying, hey, man, maybe you're going to. I've written some stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That I'm kind of like, who's this? Nah, delete. I'm not going to. I'll just stay quiet and sit back.
I just can't imagine giving a shit that much.
Like when
a kid.
When the female Ghostbusters came out.
Oh, boy, did they hate
fucking
that.
Hate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was a female Ghostbusters?
Yeah, dude. Leslie Jones, Kristen Wiig. Okay,
there we go.
I was going to say, yeah, there's a female
Ghostbusters. I was going to say, that's going to sound very anti-woman of me. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I promise it wasn't because they were women I didn't watch. It's like, I promise. It's like, I've seen Girls Trip. I've seen Girls Trip. And what's the other one? Bridesmaids?
Bridesmaids, yeah. Yep.
It's like, you got to say those two. Show my... promoting the black culture and Bridesmaids. Bridesmaids was a good movie.
Just say you're a New Girl fan, you'd be good.
Oh yeah, New Girl was a big one.
The TV show?
Yeah. TV show.
Oh, that show was funny, actually.
There you go. Boom.
Alyssa washed the shit out of it. I thought it was funny too.
This girl yeah,
too.
There, every day. It was funny. All the characters. Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah. Hey girl, what that thing do?
That's my favorite scene.
Was that Coach who said that?
That was I can't fucking remember the character's name, but he wants to ask this girl out. The black guy, he like does the pranks, but he goes all the way over the Winston.
Winston.
Yeah. So they're like they're in a cafe and there's a I girl. Think I remember. He goes, oh, you should go talk to that girl. I was like, I don't know. Just be yourself. And I was like,
hey girl, what that thing do?
He couldn't help himself.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's a good show. You guys watch Modern Family?
I've seen it.
I've seen it.
I like Modern Family.
I
fell off.
So. It always happens.
But it when the was
kids
great.
When the kids grow up, it always happens. The show kind of loses its kind of like appeal. The only show that I can remember that the kids grew up and it was still great was Married with Children.
I'd have to watch that one again.
Married with Children was just off the hook. Inappropriate.
That's Ed O'Neill, right?
Yeah,
he's funny.
Oh like, yeah,
all right? The time. That just his
the dryness.
Yeah,
oh, the sure. Dryness of
he. Okay, so there's a scene in Modern Family with him and Gloria, his wife,
Sophia Vergara,
and he has his golf clubs and he's getting ready to do what you would think. And she's like, oh, where are you going? He's like, are you about to go play golf? And he's like, take a shot in the dark. And it's just those jokes. Like, he's always on. And it makes sense why he was one of the highest paid people on that show.
So good, dude.
And so was Sophia. Those two were like the highest paid. I think they even took like a, they took less money so everyone else could get paid.
The cool thing about that show is that there's time, like, it's like three shows happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. And every show has a, like a funny like Phil and
God Phil is hilarious.
Phil is fucking great, dude.
Yeah, but like you said, the problem
and
is
and his love for black women.
When the guys have to go to school because the kid got bullied or something like that, and it's like the gay parents, and here comes the lesbian.
Oh yeah,
and he has to give a thing. It's like people think that gay guys and lesbians were together. But we're natural enemies.
What were you saying, Kermit?
I was gonna say but the problem is, like you said, the kids grow up too fast.
Yeah.
And like Stranger Things, like they're like trying to finish the season. Those kids look like they're all in
their 20s.
I'm like, yo, you guys ruined this.
Yeah.
You let those kids grow up way too fast. You had to knock that season off. You should have ended it on season two.
Yeah.
But the fact that you guys
are. Or give them something to stunt the growth.
Modern
that drug you're talking about.
Oh, trend.
To get some trend.
Yeah. The kid from Modern Family, the cute little Spanish kid. Oh, he's so smart for his age. Next one season, it's like, why is Gabriel Iglesias in the fucking. What happened?
And you remember they had him in the show?
Did as his uncle or something?
They were like almost hinting that was his father. Manny, that was his name. Manny. But yeah, that show is hilarious. You remember, and they towed the line a lot.
They did.
Like, they were trying to get their daughter into school, gay couple with an Asian child adopted.
Okay.
And then the school, they were saying, it's like, oh yeah, we're progressive, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like a lesbian, I think maybe like interracial lesbian couple with an adopted child who had like special needs.
Oh man.
And they're like, how the fuck are we gonna meet that? And then so one of the husbands he decided to start talking in a stereotypical Native American voice.
Oh my God.
And he was like, my father once told me.
Like, try to check more boxes, yeah, like competing with him.
And that's funny. Show just had so many
so good
moments like that.
What are you trying to find, Kermit?
What are you trying to do, Kermit?
I was trying to pull up that stupid cruise people, but I can't find the video. But it's all right. It's not a big deal. No
problem. Want to do one last one, or you want to start wrapping it up?
We can do one last. You want to do the cruise one, or you want to do, we got Amazon grocery store?
You pick it. You pick well, it, have JP. You, let the champ okay, pick. Yeah. Do you want to do the cruise people that were left out in South Africa?
Ooh.
Or do you want to do the story about the Amazon self-checkout grocery store?
I was looking for that.
Both are great stories.
Yeah, I want to say both.
I was looking for that other one.
All right, let's fucking do both.
There's jokes on all of it. It's like the cruise people left at South Africa. It's like, what were they trying to recreate over there?
Yeah. I want to know. It was a themed cruise. It's like alternate reality cruise lines.
It's like, what if Nelson Mandela didn't do what he did?
Do you remember, this would have been a few years ago, Amazon came out and said they're doing this.
What hey. The fuck?
Whoa, bruh. Hey, Instagram.
Send me that. Forward me that one, dude. She's doing some exercise.
I was trying so hard to get my phone ready to record. I just want you to go back.
How do they go back? Time out. Rewind that.
Just so yeah. I can put it on my
stop.
Story.
Yeah, dude. Rewind.
Fuck, send me that.
Dude, this is better than Amazon why? Grocery stores.
Yeah, why is your
this is my this is my recommendation. And then kill Tony.
Protein powder. Yo, for me that chick. Dude.
For me,
I gotta
that
do
chick.
Some research.
Jeez,
bro.
Kermit search page. Got some robots, and then a pool.
All right, air watch is gonna be some farting and water.
John Jones.
All right. So far, so good.
Combat Night.
Yeah. There we go. Cow and cheese. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now we're doing good. See, those are the ones I don't even. There's some. There's like, hey, you like this, right? Whatever.
Nah.
What the hell was I supposed to look up?
It's got progressively less interesting.
Send me that first one, bro. That's the first. The first one's the one I want to research. I want to research that chick that she was doing eye contact. Look at that. Yeah.
Send me
that.
I'm trying to pay her bills, dude.
Yeah, dude.
All right. What the hell was I looking for?
The cruise ship.
TikTok.
You guys are going to be like, JP, why have you been on your phone this whole time?
Is the cruise ship one that you were looking for. So Amazon started these stores. These stores where it was just walk out.
Self-checkout.
No, it's just walk out. Not even self-checkout. You would just walk in, put your shit in the basket, and walk out. And the AI would know what you put in the basket and charge your Amazon account. There was 27 of these stores. You didn't have to go to a register. You just grabbed the stuff off the shelf and walked out. The AI was that's just a thousand
we're having
a thousand people in India watching the cameras.
Are you serious?
Yes. That's all it was.
Can you imagine the arguments over like who picked what? Like that's like no, he had
no,
yeah. No. I can't do that. I'm not gonna try.
Think he took the lotion.
That was all that powered it. It wasn't actually this is why
it was a BPO team.
This is part of why like some of this AI shit is very scary. And then this is what comes out, and you go, oh. They don't fucking know what they're doing, dude. They don't know. You Googled what space movie came out in 1992 and you saw what came up. And now you find out that Amazon AI
everybody's
is just a thousand
giving Bezos.
People watching the game.
Yeah, everybody's giving Bezos, oh, the technology is great. He just hired 1,000 people from the AT&T customer service line. Be like,
that's
hey, you want to
job?
Yeah. You want to make 2 cents more?
That's it. That's all it was. So they shut the stores down because apparently that wasn't. So what happened was is even those 1,000 Indians doing the AI were wrong like 700 times out of 1,000 or some shit like that. And so it just wasn't working. And I think it's fucking hilarious because then it made me imagine what Tesla's actually doing. Their rockets are all fucking like hamster wheels and shit like that. It's not anything real. You just can't find it. Just give up.
Kermit gave up. He gave up.
How many videos are there?
Not a lot.
We share a lot.
That's a lot.
You guys,
there you go. Right there.
Do you guys collab?
Right there.
Not collaborate, but make like a group.
Oh yeah, JP. You would think that would work.
Oh,
right?
Kermit fills it up with.
No, I do not. I do not.
Here's what it is. Hey, we're gonna create this chat. It's not to chat. It's just to send things to the board.
To go to the board.
To go to the board.
It's called board topics.
So you figured he lives here. Every day there's new topics coming up. Just go out there and just write it on the wall.
No.
No.
This is what
we're going to wait 2 minutes before the show start, and we're going to go, What do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
That's not true.
And then what topics you have?
And then we're going to come in here and watch him scroll on his phone in the middle of the episode to try to find the thing that we've sent a week ago.
Yeah.
It's not true, but okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to argue it.
Not true.
It's not true.
So pull it up.
All right. Well, there's right there.
Oh, we finally found it. It only took 11 fucking minutes.
There you go. Okay. Play.
He let you guys talk shit so he could get some extra time to find it.
I like how she's like, they follow the rules too. Originally, they're too strict. You're supposed to be there at 7 p.m., bitch.
What is this one for?
This is the cruise. Okay, so pause it.
She sounds like she's talking about apartheid.
It's like they're letting them roam all over the place, and I just don't think they should have just kept Mandela locked up.
Right?
And, no, so in cruise ship, if you've ever been on a cruise ship, once you get to a country or whatever, let's say Cozumel in Mexico, you can go out.
Excursion,
right? Just be back by 1:30,
right?
Because the boat is leaving at 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's not show up at 2 o'clock. It's like a plane. Don't show up at the time that the plane's leaving.
Yeah, boat's leaving, dude.
Yeah, the boat's fucking. The anchor's up.
Yeah,
we out.
Oh,
so okay. So entitled fucking Edna. They following the rules too strict.
The boat is. Yeah,
it is. Stupid captain.
Stupid captain. It's just he has to understand. Go ahead and play it because
you know she's fishy in Africa.
Oh, she looked back, be like, right, white people.
The fact that they it's coming up on that. The fact that they set up a tripod to record this and he's holding her hand like she's under stress,
like a dress to the union.
Yeah,
you can tell. You know she complains at restaurants to try to get her
what
his oh face, my god,
his face is so defeated. He goes, I don't want
to
be here.
He's like, I tried to tell her not to. The boys are gonna give me shit for this.
Like, hey you dumb fuck, why didn't you show up at the time you're supposed to?
We haven't been able to show up for anything on time in 38 fucking years.
You know, this is crazy, though. It's like all the stereotypes meshing in, the irony.
Yeah.
White people not being punctual in Africa.
It's like an episode of What If?
Yeah.
It's just.
She seemed pretty comfortable.
First of all, she's been rehearsing. She's been rehearsing. Don't get it twisted. She is she is reciting the things that she has been saying to this poor fucking sap the whole time they were still standing on the dock watching the boat go away. She was looking at him going, you would think they would give more concern about the safety of the...
Like, you know, it's the same shit that she probably goes to Target, returns things without a receipt, and she just goes off. And he has that same look of like, hey, man, it'll be much easier.
She's not going to stop.
She's not. Just give her like...
We almost did 2 hours.
Oh my God.
With the welterweight champion, JP San Luis.
I would flex right now, but my armpits...
No, you do
it. I'm sweating.
It's getting hot in here, too.
Yeah. All right, everybody. This has been episode 159 of Now Do. Check us out on everything. Like, subscribe, unsubscribe, like again, tell two friends. And we'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Adios.